Senate Bill 96 has had its second reading.
Senate Bill 96, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Good afternoon, Representative Schaefer.
Ladies and gentlemen of the House, for ages, municipalities have had the ability, with a vote of their citizens, to own and operate liquor establishments. Municipalities have always assumed that along with the ability to serve drink came the ability to serve food. Recently, the Supreme Court ruled that the ability to serve food is not implied and that specific statutory authority would be necessary. This bill simply provides that authority. This bill is not an expansion of any power. It merely allows those municipalities currently operating these establishments to continue to operate them. And this bill is limited to municipalities that own their liquor licenses. And again, the South Dakota retailers who represent the restaurants are not against this bill, and so I urge you to support this. And Mr. Speaker, I believe there's an amendment.
Thank you, Representative Schaefer. Appreciate that. Further remarks? Representative Valley. And that's marked 96FB, as in Foxtrot Bravo. Is that correct? Do you move it at this time? Is there a second? It's been distributed, Representative Valley. Comments on that motion to amend, Representative Valley. Yes, sir. Thank you for requesting.
There. Now is it working?
Yes, sir.
I hit the yes button already. Sorry. The reason that I have this amendment is it does two things. First of all, it limits this to only those communities of the third class, which is 500 people. Secondly, it grandfathers in all first and second class cities that are already involved in the serving of food. The reason for this is a feeling that government should not compete with private business. Now, I understand we need to have this for small towns. I come from a small town called Reliant, South Dakota. So I understand why we need to have this for municipal liquor stores to be able to serve food, because that might be the only business in town. But I do not feel that we need to have this or allow it for first class and second class cities. I have also talked to the Municipal League, and their comment was they can live with this. It does not affect, I was informed by them, it also does not affect those services that are contracted out for. So I would urge the adoption of the amendment and the bill. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Valley. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Representative Hanks, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak both to amendment and the bill.
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this is a good bill. Senate Bill 96 is a good bill. It corrects a situation that I think a lot of small communities need to address. The problem I have is with the amendment. And while I agree with Representative Valley that we do have to be concerned when municipalities compete directly against the business community, I can see a situation where it might actually cause a problem. And let me just give you a very, very simple explanation of what I'm talking about. Your municipality, your first class or second class municipality, and you decide you're going to build a new golf course. So you do. In that golf course, of course, you put a clubhouse. You also acquire a liquor license. Well, the problem is the fact that you have a liquor license and you want to serve food, so you put it out for contract. The problem is nobody bids. Nobody bids. No, you can't get anybody to come in and provide those services. Well, under this amendment, what that would require is the fact that you wouldn't be able to serve food at your public golf course. That's the problem with the amendment. I appreciate the spirit of it. I just see that it creates more problems than it solves. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you, Representative Hanks. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Representative Siebert.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, member of the body. You all know that private enterprise is pretty important to me, and that's what makes our country go. You know, when you have a municipal store, It's we, the taxpayers, that own the store, not I, the private enterprise. And when you buy your inventory, it's also we, the enterprise, and I, the private store. I support the amendment because it does eliminate larger towns from doing that. There's no reason a large town should not be able to have somebody lease a liquor license and operate whatever you want them to operate, if the city makes it lucrative enough to do that. They can do that if they want to do that. The city should not be, and especially in the size we're talking about here, should not be in business with private enterprise. The business I own, I compete against. Is that fair? I don't think so. Why would I want to put up a building right next to a city hall or city liquor store and try to compete? I've got the investment of the building, I got the investment of the inventory. There's no way that I can compete with that entity as a private enterprise. We actually have a certain amount of that in golf courses. In Mitchell, we have a private golf course. And so the municipal course goes out and starts a liquor store and a food restaurant business against the guy that spent millions of dollars putting up a golf course. We, the taxpayers, own one golf course. I, the citizen private enterprise investor, own the other one. Plus, I pay for part of the other one through my taxes. I'd like to have all my business done that. If somebody else pay the bill and I sit there and operate, I tell you what, it can sure cut down on my overhead, and I encourage you to support the amendment. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Siebert. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is the Representative Valley motion to amend marked 96FB. Those in favor of that amendment will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Speaker is in doubt. Division. Those in favor of the Valley motion to amend 96FB stand. Anyone who is not a representative, down, please. That motion carried. Thank you very much. Senate Bill 96 is so amended. Further remarks on Senate Bill 96 as amended? Does anybody wish to speak before Representative Schaefer speaks a second time? Hearing none, Representative Schaefer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to urge you to vote for this bill as amended. Our small communities really do need to have it clarified that they can sell food. This is something they've been doing for years and years and years, and it just recently found out that it was not something they were supposed to be doing. It's a matter of economic development and sometimes keeping people on Main Street to be able to have some place where they can serve food. So I really urge you to vote for this bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the House of Representatives is final passage of Senate Bill 96. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members will please proceed to vote. On final passage of Senate Bill 96, this requires two-thirds majority vote for passage due to the emergency clause.
Representative Valandra. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote, please.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 63, nays 5.
Senate Bill 96, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the title? Hearing none, the title is deemed agreed to.